Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the 10th of July, 2012, the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and you can also hear the program. We post it to three websites, usually by early in the afternoon. The program is up at buckmastershow.com. TucsonCitizen.com has our show available for you, as does TucsonSentinel.com. We're live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We'll kick things off with our monthly conversation with Terry Bracey. Terry is the Buckmaster Show contributor in Washington. 20 minutes past the hour, just back last night from his two-week trip to Russia. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who is asking, what time is it right now in Tucson? We'll have the Tuesday Moneymaker Report from Shell, and Shell doesn't have a big smile on his face. I think the market's been, a little bit down today. 30 minutes past the hour, Gail Morgan joins us. Gail is our expert on aging issues. Then we'll close out the show with our CEO interview series presented by Trio. Today we talk with Lisa Lavallo of Cox Communications, and we encourage you to be part of the conversation. 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. We also check Facebook during the show, so you can post a question to our Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Let's begin now with Terry Bracey, who is in the nation's capital. Terry is continuing to enjoy what by now is a 40-year career in D.C., where he has been privileged to serve under three presidents of both parties in assignments ranging from Assistant Secretary of Transportation to the founding chair of the Tucson-based Udall Foundation. His firm, Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, has represented Tucson for 30 years, and we're delighted that Terry serves as the Washington Governmental Affairs contributor for the Buckmaster Show. Terry, are things cooling off a bit in the hot capital?
Thank the Lord.
Did we lose Terry? We've lost Terry. The weather's just too hot for him back there. But we will be talking with Terry here, getting him on the Buckmaster Show live line momentarily. Today we're going to be talking about the transit reauthorization bill, which was signed by President Obama on Friday, Congress finally passing that bill. And that was after 12 extensions to the Highway Transit Reauthorization Bill. Those were 12 extensions over the past 3 years, and there's some very important funding for Tucson that will be part of that transit reauthorization bill. Terry, are you with us? There you go.
Modern technology and
yeah.
Terry Bracey.
Hey, it really is. So I was asking you, did things cool off?
Yeah, we had thunderstorms, and actually we had a heck of a storm. Something called a derecho.
What?
Which swept across the eastern region and knocked out everybody's power. We were down for 4 days, and then it got hot again, and now it's cooled off. So we've had a summer has people talking about climate change, I'll tell you that.
Well, I was mentioning while we were getting you back on the Buckmaster Show live line that after, 12 extensions over the past 3 years, President Obama signed after Congress finally passed the highway reauthorization bill. It just shows that I guess Congress can get some things done when they want to.
They can. And this is a probably a modest achievement, but it is an achievement. It's a two-year bill. It's got all kinds of good implications for Tucson. if you want me to run through it just a bit, Bill.
Why is this bill important to us here in Tucson, Terry?
Well, all of our highway and transit money at the federal level is very important. Our interstate highway system is funded by it. And our secondary roads are funded as well. It's a partnership with state and local government. Now, on the highway side, all of the money on the federal side comes to the state, and the state allocates it. On the transit side, however, Sunlink being an example, it comes out of the Transit Trust Fund, again, partially out of the Highway Trust Fund, and it comes directly to the city. It makes a quick stop at the RTA for coordination purposes, but the city then manages all transit projects.
Well,
and from what I hear, doing a heck of a job building Sunlink.
Mayor Rothschild was very much in favor of getting this reauthorization bill because it is going to mean some direct transit dollars coming to the city of Tucson.
Indeed, yeah. He was one of the leaders in the Conference of Mayors. We had a bit of a dust-up. Some of the Tea Party-oriented Republicans in the House were in disagreement, and they wanted to end all transit funding. And Mayor Rothschild and the other mayors around the country fought that successfully. I might say the Senate Republicans were not in favor of that at all. And in the end, transit was restored.
Is it a big deal that Tucson got the federal money for the Sunlink project, Terry Bracey?
Well, it was a tremendous compliment to Tucson. There were something like $54 billion in proposals for the Tiger program, and Tucson won the largest transit proposal in the country. And as a result, all eyes in Washington are focused on the work going on in Tucson right now. Those people out there in this hot weather building this system are very much within the peripheral view of Washington. Their fingers are crossed here that the project is going to be successful, and so far it's getting rave reviews.
Terry Bracey is with us. Terry covers the Washington area for us on the Buckmaster Show. And Terry, as I mentioned in your impressive bio at the beginning of the show, you are a former Assistant Secretary of Transportation. As you know, the Sunlink project, a lot of the merchants have been kind of grumbling that that it really is costing them a lot of business. Is this pretty typical of major projects that you ran into during your time in the Department of Transportation?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. Unfortunately, we don't get the chance to remake our cities from the beginning, and we have to impose improvements on the existing situation. My heart goes out to the merchants who are going to spend three or four months suffering from, you know, a decline in business, but I would say they're going to more than make up for it when this Sunlink goes in. You know, that's estimated on the conservative side. It will have 3,700 passengers per weekday. Now, this streetcar, it's not like the old streetcars. These are very, very big vehicles. They carry 130 people, and in an emergency could carry up to 180 people. And, you know, it does a lot for the environment, too. You take what's estimated on the Tucson project is that it will save 900,000 vehicle miles each year from cars that will not be used. It will save 46,000 gallons of gas, and it will keep 220 tons of carbon dioxide out of the air. So it has a lot of good environmental impacts.
And again, Terry, I go back to your time at the Department of Transportation. You've seen a lot of the results of projects like this. You're confident that the project will lead to development along the line. Is that true?
I think it already is.
Uh-huh.
And it will. I've never known a project that did not succeed in becoming the spine of redevelopment. Whether you look at what's happened to the Washington Metro or in Portland or in almost any part of the country, development finds transit because people want an alternative they don't want to have to drive everywhere. And even in a town that's spread out, as we are in Tucson, there are parts which really fit the transit model. And this is probably a pretty good start for us. I think there'll be more in the future.
And already we've gotten some new housing. There have been some other developments, perhaps a major hotel development. So things are starting to happen along the line.
Yeah, we have a 14-story student housing going up Speedway. We've got on 4th Avenue more student housing. New housing development just announced at 6th Street. The MLK, Martin Luther King Apartments, at Depot Plaza, over at Pastor Plaza, I guess it's called now. 68 units for the elderly, 22 other units that are open for rental. More and more. And we hear from the city that the banks are calling regularly now, trying to confirm that, in fact, there will be one of the 18 stops at this place. And is that true? And usually behind those questions are developers seeking loans.
Yeah, that's very good news. I had not heard that the banks now are calling, and so they wouldn't be just doing, hey, is there going to be a stop at such and such, unless there was possibly a lead going on. So that's very good news. And also, another thing is good news, these are made in the United States streetcars, which is great to hear.
It's true, and in part, you can give credit to Tucson and former Mayor Bob Walkup, who really sort of gave birth to this idea of rebuilding or reinstituting an American company that actually builds rail cars. I think it was in 1962 when GM quit making rail cars. That was the last American company that made them. Now we have Oregon Iron Works, and you know, they are extremely busy, and among their very first orders that made this possible was Tucson. So it's kind of interesting. from the standpoint of Washington, we have our former mayor who really conceived of some of these ideas and sold them, and now we have Mayor Rothschild who seems to be doing a wonderful job with the manager of constructing this first project. So Washington's very excited about it. I wouldn't be surprised to see the president come out
for
take a look at some point.
At some point, or maybe for the grand opening. Terry Bracey, we're going to have to run. Thank you very much, and great to hear from you, Terry.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTrans, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowland Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And the man himself, Shelley Fishman, on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report is with me live in studio after a couple of weeks in Russia. You had a great time, didn't you?
It was a great time, Bill. It was about as good a vacation as you can imagine, and just learning new things about a country that, you know, we have so many preconceptions about, but seeing what's there in person is just remarkable.
What knocked down one of the bigger misconceptions for you?
Well, my expectation was that St. Petersburg would be gorgeous and the Via, you know, the
sure.
the Venice of the North.
And the museum.
And the museums and the Hermitage and
yeah.
the summer and winter palaces and that. I had no idea that Moscow was essentially a city that is as gorgeous as Vienna and as big as Paris. So that you just, everywhere you turn, there's monuments and buildings and you know, some things that you look at and you go, oh, God, that was built by a bunch of communists in the 50s. But some of that, you know, that was built is are these skyscrapers that are just built in this old Gothic style that we haven't used here in the States since the turn of the last century.
Yeah, so much of it being post-World
right.
War II because Moscow, of course, being pretty much devastated.
Right,
in
but
World
Moscow. Moscow is a city of now 13, 14 million people and construction cranes everywhere, having a huge problem with traffic, the huge problem with the car as the status symbol, so that even though there's a wonderful metro system, people are still driving into the city and out of the city every day. And, you know, I grew up in New York City, so traffic jams are nothing new to me. Mm-hmm. This was new.
And then we were talking, as you were here listening, with Terry Bracey talking about this Sunlink and our mm-hmm. modern streetcar. The transit system that you saw in Moscow is pretty much state of the art, isn't it?
Well, it's old. It was built in the 40s and 50s.
As far as efficiency.
In terms of efficiency, they handle more people every day, even than the Tokyo system. It's cheap. It's 26 cents per ride.
That was the
rubles.
Only cheap thing about
well, that was
it.
The only cheap
only
thing about
inexpensive
Moscow.
That's about
for
your
sure.
vacation, Shelley Fishman.
This Moscow is a very expensive. It's a world-class city. The young people all over the place. In fact, you look around and you know, I'm not a young person anymore. You just feel like you're the oldest person around. It's just teeming with people. One of our guides said that there's constant refugees coming in from around the rest of Russia and from some of the former Soviet states that are now independent states. She said it is impossible not to find a job in Moscow. You come here and you have a job instantly. And you see it in the construction. You see it in the amount of money that is going not only into office buildings and some of the most spectacular architecture you can imagine, but also into infrastructure. All the highways in Moscow are essentially surface streets. Mm-hmm. They're very wide, but surface streets are not an efficient way to move people around. And all of that is being redone. I mean, it's just very exciting. It's scary. Look, there's a lot of corruption in Russia in general. They certainly don't have their act together in terms of how to regulate the burgeoning capitalism that they've seen. But in terms of a place that is going to be a player in the coming century, you just come away feeling that you can't ignore these people. They are going to be what they want to be again, which is a great world power.
While you were away, of course, the market had its ups and downs, mm-hmm. as usual. But I think pretty much we're at the mid-year point. We're pretty much on track for what you had predicted for this
year. We've had some very good days last week, and now the past couple of days, including today, have been a disappointment. I think that one of the things, you know, when you're out of the country and you hear commentators from around the world commenting on what's going on around the world, but also in the U.S., the consensus that I was hearing among economists was that we as a nation were going to have to do something to invest in our infrastructure and to continue to put people to work because, in fact, the changes in the economy because of technology changes and the fact that our population is just not trained to take the jobs that are available, that we're going to have to invest in lower tech jobs in ways that only a government can invest, and that's infrastructure. Not just shovel-ready stuff, but stuff that's going to evolve over the next 4 or 5 years, roads, bridges, and some of the other things that support that, certainly the electrical grid.
And we'll have to invest in vocational education
again.
I'm a big supporter of vocational ed. You know, not everybody should be going to a certain traditional college. A lot of people want to work with their hands, and the traditional vocational ed needs to come back. We need people
Absolutely.
Who can build things in
yeah.
this country. We
and,
really
and, you know,
do.
I heard a roundtable with the chairman of, or president, chief operating officers of Google, Yahoo, Apple, and Microsoft. And they've got 3 million jobs in their sector in the U.S. that they cannot fill.
Wow.
And so we have to find a way to take our youth, to take the people who are out of work because they've been laid off for one reason or another, and get them retrained. Because I can promise you that in Russia, they're training. In China, they're training. In Germany, they're training. We will fall behind, and we won't be able to catch up unless we fix the education problem.
Talking with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley is with us every Tuesday at this time on the Buckmaster Show. Certified financial planner. It is important being a CFP, isn't it?
It is important to be a CFP because that tells the people who are dealing business with you that you have their best interest at heart. And in a world that is becoming more and more cynical about people in the financial profession, having that guarantee is critical toward peace of mind.
Yeah, people cynical. They see the bad news in the Wall Street Journal about some of the top people in the community, or the financial community, having problems.
Absolutely.
To so say the least.
The CFP isn't a guarantee, but it's as close as you can get.
Where can people find out more about you? And you're always welcome. Your door is open, isn't it?
Sure. www.shellyfishman.com is a way to check out my bona fides. And then call me on 795-7950 or through your website, Bill.
That's it, through buckmastershow.com. That's a very convenient way to find Shelly Fishman. Check it out. Shelly, good to have you back. Get some sleep. A little bit jet lag, but you're on your game still there, Shell. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama says letting tax cuts expire at year's end for the middle class would be a blow to the economy. He says tax rates should be extended for households making less than $250,000 a year. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says Americans of all income levels should see the benefit of the extended tax relief. Romney, campaigning today in Colorado, calls President Obama the outsourcer-in-chief and an extreme liberal, who Romney says is trying to raise taxes on businesses. The tax fight isn't just playing out on the campaign trail today. It's also taking center stage in the Senate, where Democrats have been trying to advance a bill that would lower taxes for companies that hire new workers. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 110 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1234. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. One of our continuing focus segments here on our program is aging and the impact of the baby boom generation. Our segment on aging is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And today we're going to focus on older adults and home safety. And one of the consequences of advancing years is, a frailness due to declining health and mobility, leading to increased risk of injury and fatality due to accidents, especially in the home. It's estimated that every year around 1 in 8 of those visiting hospital emergency rooms following an accident in the home are age 65 and older. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show on our live line, Gail Morgan, Vice President of Mather Lifeways, the parent company for Splendido at Rancho Vistoso. Gail, how are you today?
Very well. How are you?
Doing real well, and I want to talk about home safety. What are some of the things we can do to make our homes safe?
Well, you know, the point you had just made is one of the biggest dangers is a fall in the home. And so many health consequences for older adults seem to begin to multiply when they start with a fall. So if you just think of that as being one of the major priorities that we want to avoid, is anything that could cause a fall in the home. So what we'd like to suggest is that you first create a checklist, and you can sit and make a quick checklist yourself, or there's all you have to do is Google safety at home or even go to safetyathome.com and print a checklist down. But it'll give you the foundation to go room to room and give you some tips of what to look for.
And it's important that, as I mentioned in that intro, Gail Morgan, you know, we do become a little more frail as we age. So it's important to take at least some regular exercise, right, to keep your muscles strong and the joints flexible.
Right. You know, the flexibility and balance go along with, doing everything you can in your home to make sure that you're safe. But then what can you do to augment that? And working on flexibility and balance. And we had a program at Splendido where we called Strong Living, and we worked with Tufts University on balance. And it was proven that if you just improve balance in an older adult, you are greatly improving the chance of them avoiding a fall. And like I said, so many health issues start with a fall.
Make sure that those stairs in the living areas are well lit. I guess that's important as well.
Yeah, you know, if there's a message to take throughout your entire home, one of the most important things to consider is lighting. We concentrate on how our home looks when we have company or we're hosting a dinner, and we make sure that the lighting is right. But that's not how we live day to day. And so you really want to go into each room, turn on the lights, and turn on the lights you typically use. So if you typically only use one light, don't turn on all five and say, yes, I'm fine, there's plenty of light. But check what you typically live with. For example, if you just typically have a lamp that you use in the family room, well, do your assessment with just that lamp on.
And keep those floors and stairs free from objects. You know, the carpet edges could be frayed a little bit around the sides, and that could spell a very dangerous fall.
Definitely. You know, throw rugs are our designer friend and our safety enemy. You know, throw rugs, first of all, are they rubber-backed or are they on a non-skid surface so that they don't slide as you, you know, approach the edge? So first, are they non-skid? And then are they in good repair? You know, over time, sometimes the edge will curl, or, you know, if you happen to have a pet and they go over that rug, they can buckle the middle of it. So really do look at those throw rugs for safety, flat and in good condition.
And it may seem obvious, but it would be a very good idea to have your eyes checked regularly.
Yes. You know, that's one of the things that we often do as we age, is we go from having an eye exam every few years to having an eye exam annually. But I would say if it's something that you feel that your prescription hasn't changed or you want to overlook, don't do that. You know, as we age, our eyes, they kind of take on a yellow tint, so our vision becomes a bit yellowed. And so when you think about safety in the home, that dims the lights, that causes less contrast. So if you happen to have an eyesight issue, think contrast. So a floor that is all beige with beige rugs is difficult when you have eye issues to see the contrast, to see you're approaching the rug. So if you or a loved one is having some sight challenges that go with age, you might want to think about a colorful rug at the base of the stairs to say you're coming to the bottom of those steps.
Gail Morgan is with us. She is our aging expert here on the Buckmaster Show. And Gail, accidents caused by fire, that's a huge issue for the elderly. The elderly are more at risk from fire due to a poor sense of smell. That's one issue. And we've talked about mobility and less resilience to the effects of smoke and burns.
Yes, we don't have the acute senses we did when we were younger. So we don't see, we don't smell as good as we used to. I also think, I was visiting my mother not long ago, and her toaster, I'm pretty sure, is over 40 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I think some of the things, we just, you know, if it's not working, we don't get rid of it. But we really should check the appliances and make sure they are in good condition, that they're clean, that the cords are in good repair, there's no fraying. Many of them happen to have the older cords that are not grounded in the grounding outlets. So it is a good idea, because so many of those fires are started by small appliances, whether it's a fan to keep the room cool or a toaster. Like you said, also, a part of the safety, often the older adult is injured in a fire because they are not as quick to exit the home. So as a part of this assessment for safety, it's a very, very good idea to make an exit plan. So if a fire were to start in the bathroom fan, for example, how would you exit your home? Or if it starts in the kitchen, how would you exit your home? Think about that ahead of time, and then after you exit, where would you go to get help?
Yeah, and also, this is so important, and not just for elderly, but the smoke alarms. Make sure, first of all, that you have one, and second of all, that it's working, and test it. A lot of people set a date, kind of a yearly date, whether it's their birthday or some other occasion, but make sure that those are working.
Absolutely. You know, if you're an adult child and you have an older parent, either mother or father, just set every Mother's Day, you're going to go and you're going to check their smoke alarms for them to make sure the batteries are in good repair and they're working.
Yeah, you were mentioning that you were visiting with your mom not long ago, and I think for those of us that do visit and call upon our parents, it's very important for us to make that quick look around the house and hit on some of those issues that you have been talking about the non-slip rubber mats in the bath and on, but make sure you check it out.
Yes, and you have a more critical eye because you don't live there. We all become a little less attentive when we live in that space every day. You know, we stack things on the stairs to take up later and then we forget them. But as a visitor to your relative's home, you have a more critical eye. So do a walkthrough. and make sure that everything is in good repair. And then also, if there is an emergency, I noticed my mother's phone was wall-mounted, and if she were to fall, she couldn't reach that phone.
Ah, that's right.
And so think about a cordless phone that's on a low coffee table or something.
Something like that. Gail Morgan, always good to talk with you from Splendido. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Gail Morgan with Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Coming up now on 1244 on The Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the CEO interview series on our program presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, offering programs and services to support the attraction and expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of nearly 60 companies, representing 16,000 jobs with a $2 billion economic impact. For more information, visit trioaz.org. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show, Lisa Lavallo, Vice President and Systems Manager for Cox Communications Operations in Southern Arizona. She's responsible for all business, public affairs, and community relations functions in Pima and Cochise counties. Lisa serves on 10 community boards, including TRIO, where she was recently elected to the Secretary Treasurer post. Lisa has many honors to her credit, including Woman of the Year from the Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce, a Woman of Influence by Inside Tucson Business, and a Woman on the Move award by YWCA. Lisa, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
A lot of awards, and plus you're a nice person.
Thank you. My parents are very proud.
It's been a difficult couple of years, actually, since the market fell out in 2008. How has Cox handled all of this?
Well, we've suffered just like other businesses, but we have seen over the last 18 months, Bill, the environment for business coming back. I mean, we have had good improvement in our revenues. We have some growth in our customer base. And so I think being a primary product, an internet provider, a video product, a phone provider, these are services that people need. So as our business starts to tick up, I think we're the first ones to feel the recovery happening, and it indeed is happening. So we have 20% growth on the commercial side, moderate growth on the residential side. So I think things are looking up.
And it's been a couple of very difficult years, though, hasn't it, for everybody in this town?
It has. And, you know, people call the cable company and say, I don't need HBO anymore. I need to bill manage. I need to spend less money per month on these services. I need them, but I can't spend the same amount of money. My internet's important, but the fastest internet isn't important, so I want to downgrade my speed. So lots of bill management over the last 2 years.
You're a board member with TRIO. How has your relationship been with TRIO?
Our relationship with TRIO has been excellent from the very beginning. Cox, prior to my being at Cox, has been involved in the need to have an economic development entity selling our community story across the country. I think of TRIO as Southern Arizona's sales team. They go out there and talk about the good things about our community. They go out and talk to people who are relocating businesses. That's their job. Their schedules are very aggressive. You know, they're out there in the market beyond Tucson. So I'm very pleased with our investment in TRIO, and I think that they're working hard.
What would you say about the success of TRIO over the time that you've been associated with them?
I think their results are also impacted by the economy. People aren't relocating their businesses or growing jobs in a down economy, but we still kept the Tucson story out there. And now that the economy's coming back, our job growth is also ticking back. So we focus on the jobs that we can identify are directly connected to TRIO's involvement and, activities. And so I think that we need an entity like that in town. And TRIO's very professional, and I'm pleased with what they're doing.
There's so much negativity in the Tucson community about economic growth and people saying we're so unfriendly to business. How do you assess the way this community is to the business community?
I think it's also improving. I think that's one of the things that a bad economy has done is made people on the public sector, in the public sector side, really understand that the private sector builds the job base. And so I think that Mayor Rothschild is doing a lot of things to try to look at development services and making it more customer friendly. The new city manager, Richard Miranda, is also focused on a customer service orientation. I think they're trying to build teams that think that way. And that's really all business needs. When we go to City Hall, we go to the county, can we quickly get our needs met? Is it easy to understand? And can they help us move what we're trying to accomplish ahead with the least amount of resistance and cost? And while it might not be perfect, I think that there is an effort to be more sensitive to the needs of small and large businesses.
What are some of the challenges facing this area right now?
Well, I think the number one challenge for Tucson in the short term is really just the community engagement of the people who live here. You know, I think that we can decide to be very proactive and move in a positive direction, or we can decide to talk about things that happened 5 years ago or people we didn't like 10 years ago or policies that we didn't like 3 months ago. I'm trying to focus on how do we move Cox Communications forward? How do we create an environment in which our customers have the best opportunity to get the best products at the lowest cost, and work with City Hall to achieve that? So
Why do we focus so much in the community, the naysayers, about where we were in this community and not where we're going?
You know, it's hard to say, Bill. I mean, there's a lot of big issues right now that the community can have a very positive say in, from the F-35 to Rosemont Copper to how we treat our K-12 education system to open primaries and charter changes. I mean, there is a movement to make things stronger and better, whether it's Imagine Greater Tucson and all we're doing to try to figure out how to grow in a positive way. There is a lot of positive things happening. So I don't spend a lot of time on the negative side of the equation. I'm spending time with people who are actually looking at moving our community in a good direction. So
you had talked about, go back to some of your big challenges. What do you put at the top of the list?
You know, what I put at the top of the list really is the ability for the folks who live in Tucson, the people who own businesses, especially the small business owner, not to be afraid to start investing and reinvesting in their business. I think that is going to take some confidence on the part of our business community, big and small, because once we start to make investments, the jobs will come back. We have a great environment for growth. We have a great community. We're positioned well in the Southwest. We have a big brother up the road in Phoenix that does a lot of great things for Southern Arizona. And I think, you know, if you look at some of the new leadership that we have in the community, a new mayor, we've got a new city manager, we've got a new president of the University of Arizona who started on Monday, we've got a new CEO of Ventana Medical Systems and that BioCluster. There's a lot of really good things that are happening here. So it's really a matter of each individual citizen saying, what can I do in my business or in my job or in my life to move our community just forward a few steps?
We had Terry Bracey, who covers Washington for us, mm-hmm. at the beginning of the program today, and he revealed some very interesting information about Sunlink and development along the Sunlink route. He says that banks are starting to call, mm-hmm. and he says that's usually a sign that development might be behind.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the rail car, we've put at Cox over $1 million of infrastructure on that rail line. We did a walkout of downtown and identified 273 locations where new telecommunication services will be installed. So we really see the streetcar as an economic boon, but it takes the investment up front to make that happen. So I'm glad to hear that.
What should TRIO be selling? They basically are selling Tucson. Mm-hmm. When they go out and sell, what should they be selling? What assets?
Well, I mean, we certainly have, in the area of aerospace and bio, we have really significant clusters already formed there. I mean, the Raytheon aerospace.
The bioscience is exploding.
It's huge.
It's people huge. Don't give it enough credit.
And we
me.
Have a foothold, the bioparks, led by Bruce Wright and Leslie Tolbert and the university, doing a great job of expanding incubator space.
An innovation park.
Yes.
Put a plug in for them. They're one mm-hmm. of my sponsors up in Oro Valley.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing a great job.
And they've got, I mean, Mara Aspinall, I had dinner with her last week. She and her husband, who is also a huge attribute to this community with his background. They are energized about being in Southern Arizona. They're from Boston. I mean, they've been in big markets, and they see Tucson as having a lot of opportunity. So to have someone like that at the helm of Ventana, which is really, you know, our capstone bio group and her relationship with the university, I think we have a lot of upside in that sector.
And the air service, I know there's been a survey mm-hmm. going on. TRIO has been working
yep.
with TIA on what should we be focusing on. I know Mexico is a huge area that we can tap into in the air service area.
Yeah, air service and also tourism in general. I mean, I think TIA does a good job of trying to make sure they're meeting the needs of the community and making sure that business has the routes that they need and doing some creative things and trying some different routes so that we can find the right mix. Because it is, by the time you drive to Phoenix and you park, it's just as economical to fly out of TIA, and I hope more people do that. The tourism in Mexico, I think, is going to be a major priority for the MCTVB. They also have a new leader who came from Scottsdale.
Yeah, you were mentioning new leaders.
Yep. And there's another guy who's got a lot of good experience, who's been in a boutique community in Phoenix, who knows how to do it. So we should see some renaissance around our tourism here very soon.
Yeah, I think that's not talked about enough. And you articulating all these new key people mm-hmm. who have just taken over in the last few months in leadership positions really signal a new direction, I think, for this community.
And it also signals these people are very accomplished people. They're coming to Tucson because our assets warrant their leadership, and they're looking at the asset and saying, this is a great community, this is a great asset, and I'm pleased and happy and proud to be here. And I think when you look at all the new leadership that we have and the quality that, we have, we should really be very proud.
Lisa Lavallo has been with us in our CEO interview series presented by Trio. Thank you so much, Lisa. Good to see you.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
And we want to tell you that this portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Looking for a cool weekend getaway? How about Silver City? Lots to do over there. The famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Great places to stay, including Casitas de Gila Guest House. For more information, check out Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org. Also, our thanks to Culligan Water, supporting the Buckmaster Show and providing the best drinking water in town. That are water here on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. That's going to wrap it up for the Tuesday edition of Buckmaster. We'll do it all over again tomorrow, 12:04. Hope you have a great afternoon. Stay cool.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.